That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up.
Well, if me bust on your new trunk,
that's what's up.
Then I dey glow with my trauma,
that's what's up.
Well, all them haters dem a look wild,
that's what's up.
Well, all I know Jack Nasty,
that's what's up.
Good morning, Turks and Gay guests. Welcome to another episode of What's Up with yours truly, host Andy Mizik, a show in which I interview some of the most influential movers and shakers and highlight some of the most impactful events and initiatives with the purpose of keeping you in the know and people empowerment. Today's episode is a special one. I'm here with Miss Universe Turks and Gay guests, and we'll be talking about Miss Universe and so much more. Miss Dickinson, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Turks and Caicos. Good morning to everyone. I am feeling wonderful. As Andy, my friend, said, I am Bernice Dickinson, Miss Universe Turks and Caicos 2025, and I'm feeling honored to be here this morning.
It's definitely a pleasure to have you on the show, and I congratulate you once again on the great work that you have been doing.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So growing up in Grand Turk, did you ever imagine yourself wearing the Miss Universe Turks and Caicos crown one day?
No, definitely not. It looked like something I could not reach. I was always a very shy young girl. And it's definitely that involvement I've had since from when I was a child from now that it has made a statement of how far you can come. You can conquer your fears. You can outgrow them and definitely develop into something bigger and better. So it is definitely a dream come true, one that I had the opportunity to share with you years in advance before I got the Miss Universe Turks and Caicos crown, and I'm very happy to hold the title.
And it's very true. To see the work that you put in is definitely phenomenal, even such a drastic improvement from last year in comparison to now. Wow, you know, hard work definitely pays off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So how has your upbringing in a small island community shaped who you are today?
Definitely, I would say the people and the values they have poured into me. It takes a village for you to reach success. And I believe more than resources, the values and what people bring to you and teach you will leave more of a lasting mark on your life and definitely everything you do. So coming from a place like Zolki, where people are so lovely, hospitable, humble, and definitely hardworking, it really helped me to form my character and definitely reach this achievement.
That's amazing. It's definitely such a long journey. But who would you say has been your biggest inspiration or role model on this journey?
I would say my mother. My mother is someone who, we do not come from wealth. We come from very humble beginnings. And although there was a lot of resources and things that we could not have growing up, she made sure to pour into us values and all the love we needed. So we understood that there are things that money cannot buy, but definitely hard work can give you. And that it's something that she taught us in the best way, because she's a very upright and righteous person. And that it's something she poured into me and my sisters. And definitely hardworking mom. I know that in Turks and Caicos, we have a lot of those. And I'm very honored to serve not only to them, but also all my country as I go there to represent us in the universal stage.
That's amazing. And I commend her for doing such an amazing job. So what did it feel like the moment your name was announced as the new Miss Universe Turks and Caicos?
Andy, I was in a moment of shock for about 5 minutes straight. I lost my balance 3 times on stage. I could not believe it. This is something I've been working for the past 2 years. Last year, I went into the competition and I was second runner up, and definitely it took a toll on me, because losing publicly, it's something that definitely affects you. But instead of having that and just go to the side, it make me stronger and make me work harder, improve. And that is something that everybody could tell from the beginning of the competition. I had changed and grown a lot from last year. And I had to make sure, not, my intention was not definitely just come for the crown. It's just do your best and honor those who came before us. And someone that was special that I really wanted to honor is my cousin, late cousin, Reggie Dickinson, who believed in me from day one. And although he is not here to see that we have achieved this dream, I know he's looking up down from heaven and definitely feel very proud of what we have achieved.
And that I truly, knowing Reggie, I know he's extremely proud. And yes, you definitely improve a lot. So what was the most challenging part, you would say, of preparing for national competition? The first time and now the second time, what was the most challenging part?
Well, the first time, losing Reggie was definitely something that took me off my ground. It was a very hard challenge that I somewhat managed through my faith in God. But this year, I needed to make sure I did my best.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an assignment of assessing where I fell short, assessing my failures, assessing where my areas of improvement, and definitely working on all of them to make sure I did my very best and make him proud.
That's amazing. And you definitely showed up and showed out. Pageants often require sacrifice, we must say. What's one thing you had to give up to get here?
Well, I would say it involves a lot of sacrifice. I cannot just pinpoint one. I would say a lot of things. You have to be very disciplined with your body, with your fitness, with your workout, and definitely with the things you poured into yourself, with the content you see, with what you spent your time in. So it is a very intentional thing. People might believe that pageantry is very easy, but it's definitely not. It is a lot of commitment, hard work, and it just all adds up into a beautiful moment or a beautiful story.
That's amazing. So looking ahead to Miss Universe now, and that's in Thailand. Wow.
Yes.
for the international pageant in November, what are you most excited about?
Well, if I'm being honest, I'm going to share with you the same thing I tell my judges. I am most excited because I do want to be the first Turks and Caicos Islander to gain the Miss Universe crown. I want to do that for my country, make history. It's been 38 years since we've placed, and we have a very strong chance to do it. I am definitely working very hard for us to achieve that. And even now, we're living a historical moment. It's the first time in history that Turks and Caicos get this much media attention internationally. I am so proud to see our name in all the international tops, people knowing more about our country through pageantry and being the ambassador, the national ambassador, and representing my people the best way is just the highest honor for me, because when I go there, I don't go as one, as Berenice, I go as Turks and Caicos, and that makes me extremely proud.
That's definitely amazing, and I believe in you because I know you personally as an individual, and you're extremely focused, disciplined, and hardworking. So there's a segment of my show that I call Giving Flowers and Giving Roses. Like I said before, the guests that I invite on my show are movers and shakers, and they're doing major things within the community, and you, Ms. Dickinson, is doing just that and so much more. I had the honor of being your friend for quite some time now, and you are very passionate about pageantry. And the first time the Miss Universe came about, it was a bit last minute and you didn't really have a lot of time to prepare, but you still went there and you delivered. You fell a bit short and you did the work. You polished your skills, your weaknesses, and you came back, and now you have the crown. That shows a great level of resilience. And not only that, you give back to the community in a positive way. You empower and you push and encourage your friends and everyone who knows you know how much of a sweet soul you are. And you're just a positive individual all around. And I wish you all the best on your future endeavors. And I want to let you know, with your hard work and resilience, you're an inspiration to me and many other Turks and Caicos Islanders. And we are cheering you on, and we want nothing but the best for you, my friend. So
thank you so much.
No problem. What message do you want to share with the world as you represent Turks and Caicos on Miss Universe stage?
I want everyone to know that you are truly capable of doing something beautiful with your life. Do not be afraid to fail. I failed very publicly, and I believe that's the best moment for you to gather yourself and come back stronger. Setbacks, failures are moments of teaching, of growth. And this is your opportunity to continue striving for something very better and bigger. Things mm-hmm. that are worth it do not come easy. So put the hard work, because you have everything within you to do it. I never saw myself, well, I did want it to be a princess growing up, but I saw that very far from reality. And today I pride myself to be a queen, not because I am title holder, but because, as you said, I use my strength to pour into others and to motivate, because my story is an example of resilience. And it's through my message that I want to inspire others, not only that, serve as many people as I can. And I am honored, thanks to God, to my community, to my team, to my organizations, to the people who have been supporting, to these sponsors. I want to do a special shout out to Business Solutions, because they have helped us so far. And it takes a lot of people. It takes a community. So I would say you will find people along the way who will be willing to help you. But the first step is believe in yourself and take your time. You can do this. Mm-hmm. And I want to actually add an experience to CI for the help.
That's amazing. That's amazing and very inspirational, Ms. Dickinson. So, but how are you preparing mentally, emotionally, and also physically for the global competition?
Well, as you know me, I'm a person of faith. So my first go-to is God, the Word, meditating on what He says I am and what He has called me to be. This is how we conquer things. First, faith on God, then on ourselves. Because although we are not perfect as humans, I know myself and I'm very determined. So that gives me strength and confidence to continue, although I might face many challenges. When it comes to physically, I have a lot of training on fitness, workouts, definitely catwalks. I am truly preparing a lot to make sure I do my very best into the Miss Universe stage to represent my country. That's why I've been a bit offline, because I've been 100% laser focused on that, because I truly want to make my country proud and I want to make history, and that it's done by putting the work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with hard work. Everything is possible.
Yes.
So, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So there are many young girls from small communities that look up to you now. What advice would you give to them about chasing big dreams?
I would say nothing is impossible. There's not such thing as an impossible dream, but you need to put a lot of work into it. In whatever field that you want to excel, you are capable of doing it. It's going to take some steps. You're going to fail a couple of times, but make sure you grow and learn from it. I am definitely someone who do my best to go out there and pour into as many people as I can. And with my platform, I'll continue to develop that. So my message to you is, you got this. You are enough. You are capable of doing something beautiful with your life. God is with you. And believe on that inner strength you have, because it will take you very, very far.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree. Putting in the work, you'd be surprised the results that come along with it.
So, yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How do you hope your win will inspire young women across the Turks and Caicos?
I would say it will be an example of resilience and progress. The person I am today is not of someone who had a perfect life, but rather someone who worked very hard to make herself a place on the places I have reached so far. I come from very humble beginnings. I come from a single parent household. I faced so many challenges. I was very insecure. I was bullied. It's just been a lot through my story, but through I've learned that all that served to make me stronger and work harder and empathize and be able to connect with the people who are going through it and tell that you as well can outgrow it. You as well are capable of achieving more, or just going for that you love. And if you have that dream, it's for a reason. So I will encourage you to just follow it. Put the hard work, put the direction, make sure to take the steps, because it is possible. You just have to start with the one little step and then you'll go there.
Mm-hmm. That first step definitely goes a long way. And you touched on it briefly earlier, faith, you know, your belief in God. What role does faith and perseverance play in your journey to success?
My faith is the foundation of who I am. As you know me, you're my friend, you know that you don't have a conversation with me where I don't speak about God, because he's just so rooted into my life. He's my strength and source of power. And definitely where I find my consolation in moments of weakness, because regardless of which life paths you decide to go, you're going to face a lot of challenges. But it's through God's love and his strength and his peace that I found myself grounded and also resilient and determined to continue to pursue my dreams. I have my favorite Bible verse is Joshua 1:9 that says, "Have I not commanded you? Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And that is something that I always have very mindful and present with me, because when I'm facing these challenges, Andy, I'm scared. It's not that I am super strong and I just don't get afraid of nothing. No, I do it scared, and I just know and I'm rooted that God is with me. He helped me through it, and that gives me a lot of strength.
That's totally amazing. With God, all things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
What's one thing about you that people might be surprised to learn?
Well, I'm not quite sure. I believe I'm a very transparent person, but if there's something, is I'm very approachable. I'm very approachable, and I am always willing to help, to either lend in a listening ear, help in hand, whatever it is. If I can help you in any sort of type of way, I will be there. I'm a very optimistic person, so if you need some energy to cheer you up, if you need someone to pray for you, I'll be definitely there. So I just want people to know that you can always come to me. I am more than happy to meet you and get the opportunity to know each other and definitely pour and learn from each other.
That's very amazing. And also, when you're not preparing for the pageant, how do you like to spend your free time?
Well, as of lately, I don't get much of that.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do get it, I would say with my family and communications with them, because it's just pouring into my life. They are a major part of what I am and where I'm going to go. So apart from that, I would say my family, reading. I love to read, meditate. Exercising beyond my preparation, it's something that really helps with my mental health. And cooking. I love to cook.
That's amazing. That's amazing. If you could describe your journey to Miss Universe in three words, what would they be?
I would say resilience, determination, and gratitude. Because as I shared, it has not been an easy journey. It has taken a lot from me, but it is through resilience, determination, that I have been able to endure the fight. It is not easy. And gratitude, because as I said, it takes a lot of people. It takes a village. And I'm not here just by my own strength. First, God, my family, and then my team and everybody who has showed their helping hand. So I would say those three.
That's amazing. And what challenge you face that turned out to be one of your greatest lessons, you would say?
Well, wow, it's an amazing question.
Mm-hmm.
I would say stepping out of your comfort zone and mm-hmm. thinking bigger. Sometimes we have some limiting beliefs that tells us we can only reach this far. And it's when we are put out in situations where we have no option but to go along and to carry through whatever you wanted to, that you realize how strong you are. So definitely the Miss Universe journey has been one of growth for me, where I've not only learned so much, but I've had the opportunity to heal and connect with my inner child, because I'm not the same person, but I'm able to be this person now because of the sacrifices that person did for me. So I would say that.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And the entire journey to Miss Universe, from being Miss Universe Turks and Caicos, in the end, how do you want people to feel when they look at your journey?
I want people to feel inspired, motivated, and definitely mm-hmm. connect with it. I've been lucky enough to connect with our people, with my country. As many of you know, they call me the queen of the people's heart from last year. I went to the pageant. I did not win, but I did win a lot of the people's hearts, because they were able to connect with my story, with my intentions, but what, how I carry myself, and definitely what I want to do with my title. So I want people to feel inspired and see a journey of growth and of impact. Something they realize that beauty goes beyond the physical, but rather how someone makes you feel and the impact that they can have in their community.
That's really amazing. I like to end my show with a word of encouragement. What would be the advice you would give to the people out there who are too scared to pursue their dreams? The people out there who are losing hope and just don't want to take that first step?
I would tell them, do it afraid. I cannot recall one time that I was not afraid to do something that was going to be very big for my life, but I did it anyway, because I know that what was behind it was bigger and very worth it for my sacrifice. I knew that the moment I did it, I was going to change. And every time you do it, it's going to become easier for you. As I said, you are totally capable of achieving anything you want and everything you dream. Just take a little step, even if you do not know what the next step is going to be, as long as you know what do you want to achieve, and definitely what you can do from the place you are right now, you can start there and then you're going to figure it out. But take your step, because the life you're dreaming about can be just so close to you. You just need to put a bit of work and do it afraid, because it's going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Turks-N-Kekus, Ms. Dickinson, and all the best on your journey to Miss Universe.
Andy, thank you so much for having me here. Thank you, Turks-N-Kekus people, for tuning in. I'm very happy to be your representative, to serve to you, and definitely committed to make history for us, because this is not my journey. This is ours. This is us coming together as a country to do something that is going to stay on the books. So make sure you continue to tune in to everything we are doing, because great things are coming.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ms. Dickinson, for that. And I know that you will do extremely well. I feel something. I feel something coming out of this Miss Universe. I feel something coming. I wish you all the best on your journey. So you are the folks. Yours truly, host Andy Mizek, with another great episode of What's Up. I'll see you all next week with another great episode.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, if me bust on your new track, that's what's up. Then I dig low with my trova, that's what's up. And all them haters never look one, that's what's up. And all I know, Jack Nasty, that's what's up.